everybody. All right, everybody, welcome, welcome. This is Amanda Moxley, and I'm really happy and grateful to be reconnecting with you this week. Today, we've got some really juicy stuff to talk about, and I really want to just welcome you to week three. You made it to week three, and I know that we've been laying down some really great foundations, and a lot of inner work and outer work has been manifesting. And so I really want to check in with how last week went, because it's always important to be accountable to where you know, what our intention is and where we're headed. So that's, and like week two is like one of my favorite weeks, and I really want to tune in to you and ask you today is, did you blow the whistle on the old you? Did you get it out there and come clean with and you like totally identify and write out everything about, you know, this was how old, you know, fill in your name, acted and thought and believed and, you know, associated and everything that you did. I mean, and really bust out like 4 to 5 pages of like seriously blowing the whistle on you. Did you do it? And then did you play and actually share your shady character? And I, you know, and really not take on this or go into guilt or shame or I suck energy, but just really like, hey, I totally, this is who Shady Me is, and just blow the whistle on her. Did you share that with us in our private Facebook community, you know, and have some fun with that? Did you write up a new script about you and your six-figure biz in the present, positive, affirmative tense, you know, like really that vision of who you are and how you'll act and how you'll behave, same things acting, and how you'll feel and how you'll think and how you'll react. Really important to have that visual. And then every night before you go to sleep and then every morning before you wake up, are you tuning in to and seeing and feeling and intending and sensing that future you so that you're being powerfully pulled forward by that future you? Really important to just see it, because honestly, if you can spot it, you've got it. And I love this quote, you know, that is, I think it's in the Bible. It says, whatever you ask for, believing, you shall receive. So the more that you can align with, be and act with that future radiant you and that character of who you're becoming, and then all of a sudden your subconscious becomes programmed to actually believe that that is who you'll be. And all of a sudden you'll be her. So very important to do that subconscious reprogramming in the morning and in the night. And then what about tuning into your six-figure plus soul money goal for this year? And finally, I know many of you have posted, and some of you are, I'm still waiting to hear from, about how you did and how this sacred blessing ceremony was for you in really welcoming in your six-figure plus powerful and successful entrepreneur self into the world, like who you are. So did you do that? And it's a very important step. Like this is sort of like a really, really important ritual. And it doesn't have to be challenging. It doesn't have to be hard. It could be fun. It could be very simple, right? I know when I did mine back in the day, I just was on a hike and I got inspired to like take a dip and go for it. So it can be simple. But just definitely do it. You really want to do that before we move forward. Very important piece. And if you haven't done it, it's not too late. All right, so today I want to preframe a couple things. Today we're talking about your signature system. And a signature system is just really important, and we're going to go through this today. Now, so the intentions for this week are, you know, the past is over, but you can still cash in on it. Learn how to turn your rock bottom story into your seminar story so that you can support your peeps and make great money doing it. So it's going to cause you to be a little vulnerable to look at this. Learn about soul contracts with your tribe of peeps and finally release any old money issues. How about that? Remember what you once knew as the truth, that money is divine energy and is as essential to your life here on earth as food, water, love, oxygen, and shelter. Easily uncover, discover, and create your signature system so that you can be held, adored, loved, and claimed by money for the rest of your business life. Confidently answer the question, who am I? And stand in it for all of the world to see. This is a throat chakra healer at its finest. knowing who you are and confidently standing in yourself will magnetize money, ideal clients, and amazing opportunities your way. So stop being afraid of being seen and heard for who you are and allow the abundance into your life. So I get that this is a lot of inner work. This is what we're doing here. This is a lot of, you know, clearing the throat chakra is a pretty big deal. So we're going to be working on that. You're going to turn your signature system into a massively leveraged tool, which will reward you with cash and confidence for years to come. And then allow yourself to be supported by the masculine structures of your business so that you can receive your desires. Oh my gosh, how juicy is this week? This is a very juicy week. I love this stuff. So let's dive in. Before we dive in, I just want to set an intention and have you all take some breaths with me. Just inhale. Close your eyes. Exhale. Just let the day go. Whatever's, you know, whatever happened before this morning, whatever going on later on today, just let it go and breathe and be here, be now, be present. You're in the right place, the right time, and all your good is unfolding in front of you. Just breathe. Set your intention for this time as you're receiving this information. Intending to be open, to be awake, to be clear, to be available, to learn, to grow, to go to your edge, and to fly. And my intention is to just really be a compassionate channel, to be able to support you and to serve you today, and be able to deliver this information so that it just lands right in your heart with ease and joy and grace. Great. All right. So let's go in. So your signature system is your unique system that you take your clients through. So this will be easy for you to create and identify because most likely your signature system is the same exact healing transformation that you yourself have been on. Most likely you are in business for yourself because of some healing awakening you yourself experienced, and now that you are on the other side, you are passionate about helping as many others as you can. Your signature system will create a container of for your body of work. But here's the deal. Don't overcomplicate this. Let it be simple. Let it be easy and let it be joyful. Don't overthink it. Just feel it. So there's a soulful reason why you have had the life journey and experiences that you have had. There is a reason that you have done what you've done and you're here where you are now. So the past is over, but you still can cash in on it. You know, you might be experiencing your rock bottom right now, or you have had it in, you know, recently, or perhaps, and this could be a rock bottom that is like a personal rock bottom. I know many of you are going through some big transformations within your relationships or within your own health or your body, or even and including money, or you've had a major move. I mean, all of it informs your work, okay? So, you know, right now you might be at your personal ground zero, but please smile and trust that you are now experiencing in real life your seminar story. You know, when I was going through my rock bottom, you heard the story, the $200, you know, drained the savings, like literally had to ask my family to help me pay the mortgage for the first time I'd ever needed support from them in my adult years. And it was a very scary time. And, I mean, it was like sink or swim. And I remember my mentor looked at me and she's like, Amanda, don't you understand this is just your seminar story? And I was like, oh, yeah, that's awesome. This is just my, you know, it just gave me a light at the end of the tunnel. I was like, oh, yeah. So believe me, that rock bottom that you might be experiencing or you've had is actually going to bring you tons of money very soon. It's going to come back, and it's going to come back in dividends. So that's what happened to me and many of my colleagues and peeps you see in the spotlight. Now, if you are experiencing like sort of a rock bottom right now, don't fall victim to your current reality because it's totally an illusion. or your current rock bottom / ground zero illusion. It's an illusion. Like, it's totally not even real. Many people get stuck here and they allow themselves to be swept away in a raging river of, you know, current of, you know, like a rip current of fear, of doubt, that they believe in this illusion of lack and worry and separation and loneliness and bitterness and not enoughness. So are you going to allow yourself to be swept away because you gave your power away to your unconscious limiting beliefs and false programming? Hopefully not. So most people around you will not have the persistence, the vision, the tenacity, the focus, desire, and fortitude to bust through their limiting beliefs, their LBs, in order to rise above mediocrity and into the light of their soul's destination. I mean, that's a good sentence. You might really want to read that again, because I've said before, you're on like the warrior goddess's path. So will you rise up? Will you rise up? Will you claim this? You must have a lot of courage. You must have unwavering faith in your vision. You must have 100% trust and laser focus on one and only one thing, and that is your desire to be your most empowered, abundant, radiant self, like successful and thriving. So can you do it? And if you can, you can have anything you want in life. The price that you have to pay in order to get this is focus. Focus, 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 focus. Faith in your vision, trust in this universal plan and in your vision, desire, a burning desire, a white heat to claim your desire. You got to have that vision. You got to be persistent, tenacity. You know, you also need to surrender and be the channel and get out of your own way and to never, ever, ever give up in yourself or your future or your vision. So now it's time for you to allow yourself to let it be easy and affirm life is simple and easy, you know, and just surrender. But you've got to really rise up. Rise up. This is the path, the faith, the focus, the desire, the vision, the persistence, the surrender, the tenacity. And for me to really rely on like spiritual teachings and stories of other people that have, you know, had major famine or war and had faith and were able to persevere and go forth towards their vision and their connection to that divine and their faith, that has really supported me in keeping going. You know, I've borrowed other people's faith. Really important. And you're welcome to borrow my faith. Like, I get the journey. And actually, yesterday I was on a hike, and I went through this. We found a cave, and the cave was, like, really dark, and I was afraid. Like, I went in, and I was first afraid, are these rocks going to fall on my head? It was very scary. I was like, well, what happens if the rocks fall on my head? I'm in this dark cave. And then I couldn't see, but I did see some light at the end of the tunnel. But I was like, I'm not going back there. There might be bats back there. There could be crazy animals back there. Like, I'm afraid, I'm not going. And John, of course, using my language, goes, JFDI. And I was like, okay. And I just took a deep breath, and I actually went ahead of him and just busted it out and went through it. And I went forth into the other side. And that's what you got to do. You have to JFDI. You just have to do it. You got to go forth towards the vision. It's going to be scary, but it's like pulling a Band-Aid off. You just pull it off and keep going. All right? You just keep going towards that vision. And that's what you talked about last week, is really getting that six-figure vision. All righty? So now I really want to kind of do a little something else here about your soul contracts with your tribe of people. So I believe that we have these soul contracts that with those that we are meant to serve and support. I like to imagine that we've made an agreement before we both landed on Earth School, and that I said, you know, for example, like right now, I said, hey, ladies, I'll go ahead. I will, you know, basically go through a bunch of trials and tribulations and just totally get worked and go through, like, this massive, like, shiz storm, basically. And then I'll be on the other side of it, and then we'll meet, and you'll be going through that. You'll be going through your shiz storm and trials and tribulations and your fear and your doubts and your desires, and you're going to want to have, you know, that which you see that I have right now, perhaps. And I'm going to appear in your life, and I'm going to show you the way, and we're going to meet up, and I'm going to help take you to the other side, right? And I vowed, you know, before we got here, we vowed, was like, okay, I promise I'll support and serve you in moving beyond and out of your wounded area, because I've done it, and we'll meet, and we're soulmates. So the same can be true for you and your ideal clients and the women and men that you're here to serve and support and to love and hold space for. So you did not promise to give yourself and your lessons away for free, right, and to sacrifice and to put yourself last, you know, and to sacrifice your joy and your desires. You understood the energy of money, and you knew that money was an expression of love from the divine, and that that would just be the energetic exchange. So you went ahead of your people, and you were like, okay, we're going to meet up, and the energetic exchange is going to be that of this love energy of money, and it's going to help them. You know, they're going to be able to give it away so that they can invest in themselves, and then they can actually receive the support. Your ideal clients can receive your support and guidance and healing and help. And then you get to receive their money, their energy, love of money, so that you can keep investing in yourself or, you know, do whatever it is that's on your vision board. And you got this energy of money before you even came to the earth. And you knew that money was an expression of the divine. And it was just as important and vital as food, as water, shelter, love, and even oxygen. Like, you knew it was as vital as breath. Like, right now, breathing. Like, right now, are you concerned at all about when your next inhale is coming? No, you don't think about it. The belly goes back and forth. You know, you're breathing as you're sitting here receiving. And that's the same thing with money. And you also committed to joyfully receiving and having it all, because you knew that this human life experience was supposed to be fun and fully lived and expressed. So you had no hang-ups about anything. You know, you were like, cool. You were like, cool, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to get paid because it's just love energy, and I'm going to keep prospering and living my life. It's going to rock. All right. So now you're getting these soul contracts. You know that you're meant to serve and support. And now it's time to uncover, discover, and create your signature system so that you can be held, adored, loved, and claimed by money for the rest of your business life. See, I'm breaking this down so that it can be really simple and easy. So for me, what's worked for me is getting my signature system is to really journal. So to start off this process, I want you to write about your story. And what is personal is universal. I think Joseph Campbell said that. What is personal is universal. So if you can, give yourself a couple of hours with a cup of tea or green smoothie or something, and sit down and journal and write out your story, using these questions to support you in uncovering your unique system. So really don't blow this off. And I mean, like a couple hours, like when I say that to you right now, you're like, a couple of hours and I've got my schedule. But if you just like wake up, let's say you just wake up early tomorrow. I mean, those of you who have kids and it's hard to have time, and the time that you are working, you're actually, you know, engaged in other activities and you're not seeing where the time is. Like, I've been waking up at 6 every day and just going and journaling for until about 8, like loving that soul journal time. And I actually have put in my schedule on my Google Calendar that from 6 to 8 a.m. is my time to myself. And I go and I do. I mean, it's not easy waking up for sure, but it's not the easiest thing, but I do it anyway. So set the alarm, because it's so rewarding to have that time to yourself. So a couple hours will go by fast, but you might need to wake up early, okay? So don't blow it off. Yeah, I'm nursing Phoebe, and she agrees. She has no story right now. She's so pure and storyless. Yeah. All right. Are you done, sweetie? Okay. I'm going to pass her off. You have a story? All right. One moment, ladies. Okay, so you've got your journal and you're out there, wherever that might be, and you're going to write this story out. So definitely don't blow it off. I understand it may not be too fun to relive, but the intention behind this work is that you had your story for a reason, and now you're in business to support other people who are 10 steps behind you, moving out of their story faster and into the light and freedom that you now have. Okay, so in exchange for supporting them, you get to receive great money to live your dreams and to work on your next area of healing. So by doing this work, you will continue to heal on a deeper level and learn to open up to receive understanding, forgiveness, and compassion of the human illusion. So is this fair enough? Now, I was just thinking about back in when I was transforming after I had my son, I had this extra weight on my body because you're supposed to have weight on your body after you've given birth because you need extra weight so you can feed your baby, right? But I had this extra weight, and my whole background was I had a bad relationship with my food and my body and things like that. And so I figured out how to do my signature system by just journaling back, looking back to how I had transformed my body the first time and the steps that I took and what I did when I transformed my body, you know, from the 14 to the size 4 back in my 20s, right? So after I had my son, I journaled my story. Okay, well, what were those steps I took back then to get from the 14 to the 4? And then here I am, 3 months post-pregnancy. And I just went and I journaled, okay, well, these are the steps I need to do. So it's kind of like you've done something, you've gone through something, and now you just need to look at what you did and write it out. And it will be easy. Now, some of you might have businesses that this, you might be a writer, a copywriter, or a web designer. This may not, I'm sure there are actually aspects in this journal exercise that will super support you, so definitely engage in this, but don't be too attached if it's not quite clicking for you or it's not, you know what I mean? Don't try to take this on and make this yours if this particular module is not serving or supporting you. And don't get stuck here either. Many people have kind of gotten stuck here in the signature system, and I just want this to be an easy breezy cover girl, okay? All right, so here are these journal exercises. I'm going to look at where you were before you started on your journey. Example, were you overweight? Were you sick, depressed, unsure about your future? Worrying, working in a job you didn't love, feeling lack of abundance, had a financial rock bottom, had a major medical condition, or diagnosed with something, write down all the jobs and work experiences you've ever had. Just really get through it. That's step one. And what were your pain points? What kept you up at night? What were your exact thoughts and feelings and prayers and intentions? I mean, it might be really helpful to look back at your old journals or artwork or letters or emails to get a feel and a reminder of where you were. Or it might, this actually may be as close as last week. The timeline doesn't really matter. Just get it all out. Get all these pain points out because they're really going to serve you. What were you up in the night thinking about? So juicy, okay? Remember, this rock bottom is going to bring you a lot of money at some point. I mean, seriously, I use the things that I was worried about. I use that on my free calls now. I'm like, is this you? And my people are like, yes, that was me. So there's juice in there. What were your trials and tribs, your tribulations? What kept you up in the middle of the night, laying awake, tossing and turning? What gave you a pit of anxiety in your stomach? What were you obsessed about? What were you afraid about? What happened to get you on your path? Like, what motivated you to get where you are? How did you end up doing what you are doing now? What was the synchronicity that brought you to where you are? What did you study or learn to support you in your transformation? Write down all the classes, the trainings, the seminars, the books, the courses, the certifications, the lessons that you received. What did you have to release and let go of? you know, certain foods, people, you know, was it, in terms of food, was it alcohol or dairy or sugar or gluten? You know, did you have to release an old relationship? You know, did you need to get divorced? Did you need to, like, totally heal, you know, become a raw foodist and get into yoga? You know, what are the things that you did, you know? Or actually, I'm asking, what did you release? So what did you have to get, or like, did you have to get rid of a toxic job? And old ways of thinking, habits, people, places of living, etc. What did you have to let go of? What were your heart's desires and passions? What was on your vision board back then? What were you dreaming about, and what did you yearn for? What were you affirming? What were you visioning? Where eventually did you end up, and where are you now? What was your process? Write out what you did first, second, third, fourth, and so on. Yeah, so write down. So that's kind of, I'm going to break this down for you in a few minutes. But what were the themes? So you're just kind of, like chunk this out. Okay, what was the process? What did you do? Steps 1, 2, 3, and 4, and 5. What were the themes of your journey? And so this is where you get out. You can come back and name these themes a little bit later, but like, was it like the awakening stage, and then the visioning and the hearing and the cleansing and the releasing, you know, kind of what were the themes of these particular pieces of your transformation? And then come up with themes and feeling tones for the different stages of your process. And this can happen later after you get everything out, then you come back to it and get the tones and the feelings. What are all of the wonderful, I mean, isn't this fun? Like, I love journaling. To me, like, this is fun to answer these questions and look at how far you've come and what you've done. So what are all of the wonderful experiences, the adventures, the journeys and joys you've experienced on this journey of life? So this is your chance to brag about how great it is. Like, example, have you met your soulmate? You've married, you traveled the world, you lived in cool places, you had kids, you've done really fun retreats. You've had your best body, you've made money, you've quit a job, you've got a degree, you've followed your passion, you worked with amazing clients. Like, brag, get all out, all the fun, amazing experiences and things that you've done in this beautiful life. What was the result of the process and transformation? And where are you now, and what has come from it? Okay, so now you look at things, and then you can get a journal, and then you can get one of those big whiteboards, you know, get a big whiteboard, and then you can kind of either use sticky notes. This is ways that I've done it. You can, but right now I'm going to tell you, you can get a big whiteboard and you can write down sections, like put everything in a section. Like, okay, first, like for me, let's say I'll share that I had this awakening. So I had an awakening, and then I learned, then there was an education piece where I had to learn all about healthy foods and how to nurture my body, and what the hell is quinoa, and what is kale, and how do you make these things. So there's a big education piece, and then there was a big cleansing piece and a releasing piece. And then there was, you know, the body transformation and the moving the body. Then there was the inner work. So it's like you think about and you look at these big themes and tones. And then, so you're on the whiteboard and you just write down everything you did. And then what you can do is you can get sticky notes. I'm just going to just look at something quickly. Okay, I'm going to go through this further down here. If you go to page 13, it's going to actually tell you what to do here. So, okay, so now, well, actually, no, I'm going to go up here, and we're going to go through this other piece, and then I'm going to talk to you about how to actually put this into form. So let's just keep digging into the who am I piece and the throat chakra piece. many of you may not know what I'm talking about when I say a throat chakra. So the in terms of like many of you are like full-blown yoga teachers and lived in ashrams and things, so many of you haven't. So I am going to explain this, that these chakras are energy centers, and a chakra means a wheel, and they're wheels of light, and they all correspond with the color of the rainbow. So starting at the root chakra is red, and that's like where you're grounded and you're connected to the earth, and that's your survival. This is very much your money chakra, your root chakra, where you are connected to Mama Earth, and you're totally, feet on the ground, and you're connected to the earth, right? Let me turn this off. Okay. All right. So that's the root chakra, the survival, the fight or flight. And then the second one is the color orange, and it's like two fingers below your belly button. And that is the color orange, and that's your sexuality and your creativity and your flowing. And this is associated with the water element. And that's like your sensuality, your sexuality, your creativity. The third is right at your solar plexus, and this is like your willpower. This is like, I am going to get this done, and I'm going to, like, you know, a charge. You're going to charge. It's your power, and that's the color yellow. So it's like, I imagine like this beam of yellow light. And then you have your heart chakra, which is the color green, and this is unconditional love and compassion. And this is, you know, really, this is love. This is the love right here. And then your throat is where, you know, actually in your heart, this is where your desires are held, or in your heart. This is the biggest desires you have for yourself and your vision. And then you bring those desires and that vision up, and you speak your life into existence, and you share your truth through your throat chakra. And this is the color blue. And this throat chakra, many women were shut down. There's issues with the thyroid and the parathyroid, the vocal glands, the voice, you know, losing your voice, having coughs, having colds, and not really feeling like you can authentically express your truth and be who you are and say who you are and stand in your power and in your truth. This is who I am. This is what I stand for. This is my message. This is my mission, and so on. And then, so that's why we're going to talk about the throat chakra. It's a very big piece. And then from the throat chakra, then you go up into your third eye, and this is where you see the truth. This is where the illusion, Maya, is completely dissolved. Like, you see with that third eye. And I heard something in the Bible, and it said, you know, let thine eye be single. It's like, if you can just see with that one eye, and your vision, you just see with that one eye, which is the universal truth of love, the universal truth of abundance and peace and prosperity and love, 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 and you make that eye single, and you just keep that eye on your vision. That's your third eye. And that's why I'm really encouraging you all to do those affirmations and the visualizations and seeing that future you without all these distractions of the fear, the doubt, the lack, the confusion, the worry, right? And you just get into that third eye and visualize. A lot of entrepreneurs just hang out there, though. I mean, a lot of people, spiritual people, we hang out there because it feels good. I'd rather sit there and visualize, right, than actually put a sales page up and do a free call and have a sales call with someone and close the deal and talk about money. But we do have to root and talk about money and be in our hips. And that's how you make money. You know, make the money we create from the groin. So that root chakra work is so important. And then the final chakra is the top of the head, you know, which is cosmic consciousness and love. And that connects you to the divine and all around you, like white light, like an aura of white light around you. So this throat chakra, very important for you. Blue. You could start wearing colors of blue and indigo to help you with this. So to help you with this, some journaling questions are, who are you? The question, is the throat chakra healer? I am this. I am strong. I am powerful. Many entrepreneurs are afraid to be who they really are. Many of people, not even entrepreneurs, a lot of people are afraid to be out of the box and to be themselves. about, because we're afraid about what others will think, say, you know, or, you know, what will people say? And maybe as a kid you were told that you're just too much. Can you tone it down a little bit? Like, and we've been conditioned so early on that we've got to sit in desks and sit in a certain way and hold our bodies a certain way and study a certain way and think a certain way. And we've really been conditioned since we were like 3 or 4 years old to go this traditional conditioned way of education and a job and blah, blah, blah. And so, you know, it's been hard to really bust out of that. And as an entrepreneur, you're really tapping into a freedom-based lifestyle and an expandable income where you can stretch into, really there's no limits except for the only limit you put on yourself. So in this space below, I really want you to write about who I am. Who are you? Who are you? Who? I want to know who. You know the who. Isn't that a song? Who are you? Write this down. Get into it. Like, claim who you are. Be bold. So, really juicy is figuring out who you are. And now we want to talk about your ideal clients. Because this is super juicy. Because your ideal clients, your ideal client is just a few steps behind you. So the signature system is actually super easy breezy cover girl. I mean, easy. So you know the journey within your own cells and your own tissues because you've lived it, you've breathed it, you've been up in the night with it. You've like had the victories, you've had the highs and the lows with it. So this makes your life work so super easy. I mean, honestly, you can just be you. You have permission to just be you and help others on the path who are mirrors of you. You truly, really, really, really can be in joy and bliss, living the life of your dreams while helping others on your path. How cool is that? You are so blessed that you have found this way of doing business and making a happy living being you. Yay for you. I mean, honestly, how stoked are we that this is what we get to do? We get to just help people and we get to rock out our lives and live our lives and help other people. So now that you've got this great perspective of your journey, let's take a look at how you have worked with your current clients if you have some. So I understand that some of you may not have worked with clients yet, and some of you have worked one-on-one with clients. So if you have worked with clients or even traded or taken friends through some sort of process, what is the system that you have taken them through? Now, system is just a fancy word for how have you done your thing. You may say, I'm an intuitive, right, you know, and it's always individualized how I work with people. But I'm sure that there are some common themes about how you do your thing. So I am very intuitive, too, and when I work with my private mentor clients, it's always customized with them. But there are some simple common themes about how you do your thing. Just basically there's very similar themes between my personal journey and where my client is and ways in which I support my clients. So knowing the journey is really half the battle. And that gives you confidence. Like if you've supported yourself and you've done it yourself, you can help the people because you're just on the path. It's like I'm getting this vision of like you're on a hike. You're on a hike and someone's like, they don't think, you know, you've done this hike a whole bunch. You know the trail really well. You've been on this trail back and forth. You know it. You know where the waterfall is. You know when the hard part is, when you got to crank it, and then you know when you can just chill and it's flat, and then you know when the downhill is. And then there's someone that's really struggling, like, you know, 10 feet behind you, and they're like, I don't think I can do this. Will I ever make it to the waterfall? And you're like, yeah, you'll make it to the waterfall. You know, just breathe, and you, like, coach them and, you know, share that with them. Tell them a funny story along the way, sing a song, and then all of a sudden you're there, right? Anyway, so just like you're on a hike and you're just helping people who haven't been on the hike before how to get to the waterfall. That's what you're doing with your clients. Super fun. So ideas. So in the space below, make a list of the ways in which you work with your peeps. If this doesn't apply to you yet, use a space to list out how you would want to work with your people. So, some ideas. You know, you start out with an individual consultation where I learn about them. I hear their story. I listen and hold space. Then I ask them about their vision and their heart's desires. And then I have them get laser focused on their goals. So first you would have, like, the initial consultation. Step two would be the, you know, you hear the vision, you hold the space, and you listen. Then you get their heart's desires, and then you help them really get clear goals so that we have a destination to work with. And then you take them on a guided visualization, for example, and then get them into their bodies and teach them how to breathe and how to move and how to eat healthy, et cetera. So what kinds of processes and tools did you share with them, or will you share with them? What's sort of like that first step when you're with someone? What kinds of information, knowledge, and wisdom did you teach them, or will you teach them? Did you or will you recommend any books? Will you give them any handouts or support materials? What kind of tools will you give them to help them on the path? Where do they ultimately end up? And what will the results, what are the results that they will have? So what is it they want, and what are the results? What were the exact steps you took them through in order to teach to reach the desired outcome? If you were going to take someone through your process, what would the steps be? What would you teach them? And then I want you to brainstorm below. Examples: goal setting, visioning, meditation, body movement, healing inner work, basic foundational nutritional knowledge, fill in the blank of your expertise, you know, basic foundational whatever knowledge. Throw, you know, get it all in there. All right, so that's that. Now I want to talk to you about getting these, like, literally mapping this out. Okay, so I know this is a lot of info. I'm actually really recommending you guys stand up and move your bodies a little bit. Shake your legs out, shake your arms out, shake your head out, and just be like, this is a lot of stuff. I'm working through my story. It's all perfect. It's all divine. If there's any tension in your shoulders or your neck, don't take this, like, this is not hard. This is not, like, this is fun. I just want you to get that. This is really fun and joyful, and that's it. I mean, this is fun. You get to figure out your system and how you get to work with people. How awesome is that? I mean, geez. So just shift whatever energy, if you're feeling, like, stuck somewhere, like I'm feeling some people, like, maybe a little stuck or bogged down or, what, you know, figuring out, like, what, this doesn't pertain to me and I don't get this and how will this work for me? I just want you to be with it. And be with the process. Because, you know, sometimes there's just processes we got to go through. And you got to sit in the process. Okay? I get it. I totally get it. So now that you have this really good working list of all the things you would like to teach these peeps, I want you to get some sticky notes, some pens, and a whiteboard. So this makes it, like, where you're going to be able to see it. If you're a visual person, you're going to be able to see it. So on each individual sticky note, please write out, so you get a bunch of sticky notes, and you write out everything you would like to teach them. Just brainstorm, just, like, throw it out, like, oh, I want to teach them about essential oils, I want to do breathing with them, I want to do a meditation, and I want to teach them about this cool energy technique, or whatever. So write it all out. So you could have anywhere from 12 to 50 sticky notes. Then you're going to categorize your steps into similar categories. You know, I'm going to tell you that actually when I was creating these guidebooks and putting this program together, this is how I did this. I put down everything I wanted to teach you guys, and I put it in order. So, example, the A to Z nuts and bolts info would go into one area. You know, the teaching them about something of your expertise would go in one area. The next area would be the inner stuff, the journaling, the feeling their feelings, you know, et cetera. The other piece would be cleansing or decluttering to make space for the new. So they're just, like, chunked into little areas. Now break down your categories into three segments. So what you're going to do is you can have segment one, segment two, and segment three. And group these segments into beginning, where you want to start with your clients. And then the middle, the second segment, is the middle of the work you're going to be doing and the processes you'll be taking them through during, like, the chunk of your work together. And third, the final stage of your work together, wrapping it up, looking at how far you've come, you know, really, like, you know, re-looking at the goals, analyzing and being accountable to where you are and course-correcting towards the goals. Then break the beginning, the middle, and the end categories into little teeny mini steps, worksheets, support materials, and information you'd like to share with each step. Then place your sticky notes so you've got your beginning, your middle, and your end. And I'm just seeing like three columns. You've got beginning, you've got middle, and you've got end. And then you could write down in the beginning, okay, what worksheets, what handouts, what like information would you put in those. So then you kind of have the idea of the handouts you'd be giving them in step one, step two, and step three. And then get your sticky notes and place your sticky notes in their categories on the whiteboard. And then sit with it for a few days. Just sit with, okay, I've got my beginning, my middle, and my end. You got your sticky notes there. And then let it be and sit with it for a couple days. And then revisit and shift around if need be. So that's how you do it. That's how I did it. And that's how I continue to do it. So I love the visual. And for you all, you're welcome to see a report in which I did as a health coach for my 7 steps to release the fat that's holding you back. You're welcome to take a gander at that. And I literally go through steps 1 through 7. And then I think you'll like that. You're welcome to model that. You're welcome, obviously, to create your own similar situation. So, again, you might feel confused, excited, you're ready. All this stuff is very normal. But remember, don't complicate this process. Instead, join it all, enjoy it all, and have fun with it. Now, signature systems support your ideal clients in feeling held, safe, and contained. Like right now, like you know that I am taking you on a journey over the next 12 weeks. That you are held, you're going to learn all this juicy stuff, you're going to grow, you're going to expand, and I've got your back. So it's weird how our Western mind wants a system, but it's easy to wrap your head around a step-by-step process rather than just trying and trusting that someone's intuition can guide you to the results you desire. Like what if you were in a program at this stage of your business and I was just like, I'm going to just feel it out and I'm going to just kind of teach you how to build your business just from my own intuition. When I actually say that out loud, I probably could do a really good job doing that. And yet there's something to be said right now that I'm sure you love these guidebooks. You love seeing the roadmap. And that's what your clients want too. You know, we have to think in the reptilian brain here as marketers. We have to think about what is it that the client, how will the client feel best supported? So businesses are successful because they are built on solid structures, leverage systems, and repeatable plans. So once these are created, we can add in our intuitive, creative, watery, air, free flow, and energy. If you do not create the system, you run the risk of reinventing the wheel every time, which leads to exhaustion and a clogging of creative energy and flow. Right? And burnout. If you have to keep remembering and recreating and figuring things out for each individual person, that you're not going to reach 6 figures unless you leverage something. Unless if you're always giving your hours for dollars and just working one-on-one, in the beginning that's good. You need that experience so you really get the client journey and you can support them. But, you know, in order to leverage your time, there's only so many hours that you can do. And that's why having this system will really support you. So the greatest thing is that once you do have your system downloaded and created, it will hold strong for you for the rest of your business life. And you can leverage the system in a multitude of ways. This is so awesome. So you can use it as your free gift on your website like I did. You can use it as an outline for your signature free talks like I do. You know, like as a health coach, I would say, I'm going to do a free talk. It was my signature talk, and I did in the 7 steps to release the fat that's holding you back. Then you can take out a step out of your system and create a standalone course or product, which is what I did. One of my steps is cleanse, cleansing your body. I had a 21-day cleanse I took people through. I took a chunk out. You can teach other people your system and certify them to do the work you are doing. So you can create an entire, you can take a chunk out, you can create your own program, you can use it as a free gift, you can use it as your signature system. And, as your signature talk. So as you can see, the system is evergreen. And it will serve you for years to come. It will serve you forever because people are going to take you. Like when you go into business or go into a joint venture with someone or an affiliate partnership, you're going to be held. You'll be like, well, I have my signature system. I'll tell a funny story. Like my dad's girlfriend this summer, they really, at one point this over this last year, they don't really know what I'm doing because I don't talk about my business with my family very much because I'm not interested in their input at this point in my career. And anyway, so my dad's girlfriend was like, so tell me, what do you do? And I was like, well, I have, because they think I'm still a health coach. They're really not up to date with what I'm doing. And I was like, she's like, so what exactly do you do, like, as a health coach, you know? And I was like, well, I take people through my signature system. Like, I have a signature system that totally works, and I take my clients through the system. It worked for me. I teach them these 7 steps, how to release the fat that's holding them back. And it was like, you know, in love, I got her off my back. Like, I didn't have to go into the whole thing, right? I was just like, I didn't have to go into every detail. I was like, I got my system. I teach her my system. It felt so good, right? So, you know, it's evergreen. And the biggest problem that I see for creative, spiritual, heart-centered, creative entrepreneurs like you and me is that we don't want to be systematized. We don't want to be categorized. We don't want to be labeled or thrown in a box. Because we are creative, we are intuitive, and we're living in the flow. And we resist these structures and these systems because, like, I know you. You're totally multi-talented and multi-passionate, and you're so good, and you're like, but I don't want to narrow it down and, like, just be labeled as that person. But you've got to do it. You have to really seriously figure this out and know who you are. And, you know, once you have it, it's pretty interesting because I think, like, I have my system for my health coaching, but I also have a system for the business coaching. So once you create one, they can go into something else whenever you want to do that. So that said, I see the massive leverage value of creating a system which will reward you in cash and confidence for years to come. Confidence, and of course the money. So we are, after all, designed to be supported by the masculine. Like, I'm sitting in a chair right now. My computer is held by a desk, these masculine structures, so that we can receive and we can sit there and look pretty. You know, we as feminine, beautiful women, we can sit here and be held and supported. So set up your masculine systems and allow yourself to be held, to be loved, to be claimed and adored by money. Let the money, you know, you've got the system, you've got the container, the money can now come in. So finally, finalizing your signature system onto paper. So it's best to synthesize your signature system into, like, a catchy phrases. Even I remember watching, like, the presidential elections. Like, they had, like, 5 steps to, economy something. You know, like, it was, like, it's juicy. You want to have, generally, it's like a 3, a 5, or a 7-step system. You want your people to be able to successfully reach their transformation, and you do not want to overwhelm them. So you don't want to have 12 steps or 50 steps, you know, just 3, 5, or 7 generally. So step one, decide what your ultimate transformation is. Like, where is she ultimately headed? What is her pot of gold at the end of the rainbow? Usually this is something that you two have accomplished, could or could not. What will she say is true for her at the end of the time with you? You know, what is it she want? What is it that she really wants? Does she want to release 20 pounds? Does she want to meet her soulmate? Does she want to make more money? Have amazing photographs that are magnetizing money to her? Does she want to have a home birth? Does she want to have a rockin' website? Does she want to have amazing copy? Does she want to have a rockin' body? What is it? You know, healed her body or an ailment, had a spiritual awakening, etc. Now, I'm going to say this. Really important with this ultimate transformation, you do have to speak to that reptilian part of the brain, that part of the brain that is like the outer stuff. I mean, what will people pay for? And people will generally pay to make more money, to look better. I mean, it's like so vain and everything, but for some reason our brain and marketing goes there. So you have to think like that. You might have heard me say, like, I had the Beautiful Woman Emerging program, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to have so many people do this. Not one person signed up. But then I come over and I, like, hit the pain point of, like, move beyond your body barrier so that you can make way to make more money. People definitely could rally around that because they wanted that, you know, in their reptilian brain. But, of course, I'm talking to them about being beautiful and all these great things, right? But don't lead with that stuff. So second step here is, what is the first step in your ideal client journey to reach your transformation? Does she wake up? Does she decide? Where does she enter into working with you? What is the second step she takes in reaching her desired outcome? What is the third step she takes in reaching her goal transformation? What's the fourth step, the fifth step, the sixth step, the seventh step, and so on? All right. So you're going to really do some journaling. You're going to get your whiteboard out. You're going to spend some time with this. So what to do with your signature system now that you've got it? People love systems, and having systems makes your clients feel safe. The reptilian part of the brain likes shape and form and linear processes. The signature system acts as a container for your unique body of work. Like I said before, you can plug your system into anything you offer. You can create your free offer on your website, opt-in box, to build your list. And we're going to do that later. We're going to talk about the free gift later on in our program. This works well because it allows people to get to know, like, and trust you. You can also take different steps. I've already said this. You can take them out and build a program out of that one step. You can also use something from one step and use it for blog posts and tweets and Facebook updates and easing articles, etc. So you're not just building this in vain here and then letting it just sit there like you know, just some old strip mall in the middle of, you know, middle America here. No, this is not some strip mall sprawl here. This is a system that's going to be used. Okay? So knowing your signature system will solidify your business into form, which will ground you, root chakra, money chakra, and will also support you in knowing and feeling your value. Like when I was saying to my dad's girlfriend, yeah, I've got my signature system. Like, you know, I was just like, yeah, I got my signature system. You got a problem with it, huh? You know, I had no problem. You know, I just felt my value. I mean, obviously I've taken a lot of people through the signature system. I know it works, so I've got confidence with it. Okay? Anyway, so it gives you the confidence. It gives you the feeling in your bones of your own value and that you can really help people. But don't delay here. Begin working on your signature system at once. I can't wait to see your body of work. So imagine the ripple effect your body of work in the form of your signature system, your SIG, will make on the world. It's huge. So let's talk about your action steps this week. Now, this is a big, big, big one. I know. And then we're going to ease up in the next coming weeks. I'm going to ease up a little bit. But right now, this is a lot. So enjoy a few hours this week of journaling your story. I love this part. Heartstorm your signature system and place your system on sticky notes and move them around into categories and then place your sticky notes on a whiteboard and sit with it for a few days and revisit it and make changes and then type your system up into as many steps as you have, 3, 5, or 7. Begin to think about ways in which you can leverage your system. You know, pull a chunk out and articles and e-zines and blog posts and everything. And then share your "this is who I am" statement. This is a powerful statement, like "this is who I am" in our private Facebook group so that we can see and hear you for who you really are. And that is week 3, turning your signature system into cash. Now that's a lot. I want you to just take a deep breath. And just... actually, now that I've gone through everything, I want you to just sit with this for a second and actually think about what your action steps are. You know, I've made some suggested action steps for you. I want you to write down what your action steps are based on what I've shared with you today. How are you going to act? Good. So that you're going forth confidently and in control this week with a plan.